Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Instructionnathan Goswami, Madhyalila, text number, Madhyalila 20, text number 126 onwards. Krishna Madhurya Sevananda Praptira Karana, Krishna Seva Kare Krishna Rasa Swadanam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When one attains the transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna, he enters service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. 127. Iyate drishtanta yache daridhiragare sarvajnana asi dukkha deki puche tahare. The following parable may be given. Once a learned astrologer came to the house of a poor man, and seeing the distressed condition, he questioned him. Purport. Sometimes we go to an astrologer or palmist when we are in distressed condition, or when we want to know the future. The living entity is conditioned life is always distressed by the threefold miseries of the material existence. Under the circumstances, he is inquisitive about his position. For instance, Sanatana Goswami approached the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to ask him why he was in distressed condition. This is the position of all conditioned souls. We are always in a distressed condition. An intelligent man naturally becomes inquisitive. The position is called Brahma Jignasa, Atato Brahma Jignasa, Vedanta Sutra 111. Brahma here refers to the Vedic literature. One should consult the Vedic literature to know why the conditioned soul is always in a distressed condition. The Vedic literatures are meant to free the conditioned soul from the miserable condition of material existence. In this chapter, the story of astrologer Sarvajna and the poor man is very instructive. Tumi kene dukki tumara ache pitradana tumarana kohila kahila anyatra chadila jivanam. The astrologer asks, why are you unhappy? Your father is very wealthy and he did not disclose his wealth to you because he died elsewhere. Sarvajnanere vakyakare danere udesham aiche veda purana jive krishna upadesh. Translation. Just as the word of the astrologer Sarvajna gave news to the poor man's treasure, the Vedic literature advised one about Krishna conscious when one is inquisitive to know why is in the distressed material condition. Text number 133. Sarvajnari Vakyamula Dana Anubanda Sarva Shastri Upadesha Sri Krishna Sammanda. Translation. By the words of astrology, the poor man's connection with the treasure was established. Similarly, the Vedic literature advises her that our real connection with its Krishna, Supreme Personality, the Godhead, purport. The Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamani sa arjunam bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschanam. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past and happening in the present and all things that yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Thus Krishna knows the cause of the distressed condition of the conditioned soul. He therefore descends from his original position to instruct the conditioned soul and inform him about his forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. Krishna exhibits himself in his relationship with Vrindavan and the battle of Kurukshetra so that people will attract it to him and he will return home, back to Godhead. Krishna always says in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the proprietor of all universes, the enjoyer of everything, and that be and the friend of everyone. Boktaram ejna tapasyam sarva loka maheshwaram srudhim sarva bhutanam. If we revive our original intimate relation with Krishna, our distress condition in the material world will be mitigated. Everyone is trying to adjust to the distress condition of material existence, but the basic problem cannot be solved unless one is in intimate relation with Krishna. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమ శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం హేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేయం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సగణాల రఘునాథాంవితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సగణాలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాంవితాం చ నమాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్తదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయితే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్రిసే నమ ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛకల్పతరుభ్యక్ష కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాద శివసది గౌర్ భక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ షోయింగ్ వాట్ కృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ సనాతన్ గోస్వామి వాట్ ఈస్ అభిధేయ వాట్ ఈస్ ప్రయోజన అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ సంబంధ అభిధేయ ప్రయోజన. హీ వాంట్స్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ హూమ్ వి ఆర్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ ద రిలేషన్ విత్ కృష్ణ దట్ ఈస్ సంబంధ బికాస్ వి ఆర్ లాస్ట్ ద ట్రాక్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ అవర్ హెరిడిట్ ఐ మీన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ అవర్ connection is with Krishna. That is the biggest disease we have got. We lost our connection, so we want to again join that connection because the link is lost. So he is telling what is how we have to have a relation with Krishna. So he is giving example here to Sanatan Goswami like astrologer. Sometimes people go to astrologer, but it said that in Krishna consciousness one need not go to astrologer. Why? Because is the reins of the Krishna conscious people is in the hand of Krishna. He can, you know, take the any direction he wants it. If he wants to uplift, no astrologer can predict it. If he wants to save us, no astrologer can predict all these things. Because astrologer can only predict about what is, you know, line of his whatever, you know, position of the stars, moon, and other things. So palmistry also, you know, the, one of the, you know, branch of, he can seeing the all the lines in the hand and other things. So they, some people look at the face also, they see. So face reading, palm reading, hand, you know, kundali reading, all these things are there. But we, when we join Krishna consciousness, we have become the, our, we know our real father is Krishna. He is the one who can make our future bright or, you know, or lighter side. So we should know that this transcendental bliss is intimate relations with Krishna. And by devotion service, we can trust the mellows of this world, most of the, because this world is tasteless, because it doesn't have any mellow, because it is chewing the chew again. Because when cane sugar is chewed once, twice, there is no juice in that. Again, we are chewing that. There will not be any juice. It is a dry, just the husk of rice, you know, paddy, which is beaten already. Rice have gone. All the, then there is nothing left. Just beating it has got no meaning it. So we should know that the real, our relationship, the real father with Lord Krishna. That is done through our spiritual master and our acharyas. Here Krishna is explaining why people are in this world are all distressed. Because they have lost their connection. Because they don't want. Krishna says, four people come to me, I always give them, you know, protection, those who are distressed. Artha, artha, tiyanjani. So these people are coming because in future it is only distressed people will come to Krishna because they don't want to see what is, you know, of course, distress may be because of the artha also, money, or maybe other threefold miseries. So many are there in the world or continuously, you know, coming one after another. Because people are confused. Because they are very confused, they have not taken a proper guide. Proper guide, that is Krishna consciousness. If they are linked themselves with Krishna and his teaching through Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, they would have heard every day, they would not have been distressed because they know threefold miseries. What is threefold miseries? And what is the future? What is the body? Body has to suffer, whether one wants or not. So how we get the pain and how we suffer. Suffering is optional usually. So when we know this is going to happen for today or tomorrow, we are prepared for that because we are completely taken shelter of Nama Prabhu. When we take the shelter of Nama Prabhu, it's non-different from Krishna. Then that Prabhu, that Nama will give us more and more shelter. That's why we have to, when we do some offensive chanting we have to take shelter of Nama Prabhu only. There is no other way for us. So here, astrologer is asking, we have got a great ancestor. Our real father is God, Supreme Personality, Godhead Krishna. Why we have to have any problem? He is the richest and all the six opulence in full quantity. So when we come from him, we also inherited all this, you know, opulence. But only we have to stick to that. Stick to Krishna consciousness. Then we can enjoy all this, you know. So they say that Narasya Abharanam Rupa. Rupasya Abharanam Guna. Gunar Abharanam quality, that is. Jnana Abharam Krishna, Shama. And Shama is forgiveness. All these qualities, we see that Krishna already got all these qualities because our mind is sometimes many negative thoughts are occupied. So we have to convert these negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Then it is easy for us to chant the name of the Lord Hari. If they say that, you know, there is one of the country, that is Russia. Russia is always scared of three things. One is Coca-Cola, another is club, that is, you know, club which was from America, all this culture came, and they were very, you know, that most of the songs sung by, you know, so fast, and people wanted to dance like that. So they were very scared of these two things. And the third thing they scared is Hare Krishna movements. Hare Krishna movements also they're scared because it's spreading like anything. Because of the humility shown by these Russian devotees and the way, one of the days in early, they were, you know, having some, they were rented out one restaurant and other things and chanting, you know, where they used to keep the shoes outside. When they keep the shoes outside, these devotees used to nicely polish their shoes and, you know, keep it nicely there. So when they come back, they were astonished. Without paying any money, their shoes got polished. So they get good, you know, karma also because of that, because it is polished by devotees. So when they wear it, also they get some little benefit. Ajnata Sukriti. When they eat food also, Ajnata Sukriti. So this shows how we can give Krishna consciousness to others. It is maybe shoes polishing. It may be keeping the shoes in proper time. It may be giving prasad. It may be giving, you know, books. So many ways you can improve. So now they say that in future these Russians will be the most, you know, ardent devotee of Lord Krishna because they have sacrifice. Everything is there. So one of the village, a man approached that village. In that village, when he went to a crematorium, it is written that one of the crematorium, there are so many, you know, were there. One is written, he has got maximum 20 years. 20 years. The another written 10 years. So another 5 years. Like that they were writing different years. So this man came surprised. How is it possible in this village only 20 years lifespan, 10 years lifespan, 5 years lifespan, 2 years lifespan? So he was worried. If I leave in this village, my life is going to be shortened. So he approached one of the villagers there. Why it is that your villagers, everyone is, you know, dying so fast? He said, I am 80 years old. Where I died, there is nothing like that in this village, people die earlier. Then he said, what is the 20 years, 10 years written? Oh, that one we always note. Once they started in Krishna consciousness, we write from that day, his, you know, days, whichever days he has started that, what are the pious activities done, how he behaves with the, everything we write, and we add days together. When he dies, we write on his tomb that he is lived for 20 years. That is the real wealth. So here the astrologer also is telling the same thing. The real wealth is remembering him and doing Krishna conscious service. So that village has become exemplary for what is the good. You know, when we come to Krishna conscious, when we chant, when we associate, when we go to Dham, when we visit temple, when we book distribution, and we, all these things are added, whether we want or not, Krishna has got all the, you know, calculation, all this. According to that, he will tamtas vajaitya. So he will reciprocate with that. So we should know that our main jewel is what one is. Forgiveness, and one is chanting the name of the Lord, and we are, and Vaishnava Sevan Jeva Doya. So he says happiness is not a big thing. Happiness you can get, you know, very easily also. But gratitude with which people make or acharyas make us happy by reading it, by associating it, that's more important for us. So when people say that, now we celebrated Ram Navami, and it's not, you know, 2 days back also. How do these four families get together actually? The families are very, very, if you, we have yet to see such families, you know, Lord Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna. Whenever they come together, they think of others. You know, when Ram was about to go to, Ram was very, very, you know, sober. It's all the qualities he has got. He has got the forgiveness quality. He has got virya. He has got shaurya. He has got every qualities, whatever you name, he has got that. And he has come as Maryad Purush. And he's perfect in everything what he does. When he came to know that he's going to be, you know, exiled, he was not at all moved. He's unmoved. He was telling Father, don't worry, 14 years is nothing. And he thanked Kaikeyi, one who's the instruments in, you know, sending Ram. Ram did say to her that, I'm thankful to your mother, because she's the one who loves more than Kaushalya, Ram, but because of the association. That's why people are always telling us, keep a good association. Mantra could turn her into, you know, her side and make her all poisonous things, and that we come out to become. Of course, one way she was right also, because Dashrath promised when she married that, you know, her son will become a king in the future. In that way she is right, but that point she never took. She took the other point also, and she got that to boon whatever post-dated chakki has given Dashrath. So, if you see the qualities of Urmila and Lakshman, when Lakshman wanted to go, he was thinking now how to, you know, my wife and mother, Sumitra. So he went to mother. Sumitra said, today I am very, very satisfied. The nectar I drank, whichever came from the, you know, that yajna, I was very satisfied. Now I got two children who are mostly serving. You are serving Ram, and you are thinking of going to, you know, serve Lord Ram. Now in the forest, Lord Ram is your Dashrath, and the forest is like, you know, this country. And serving is your serving the prajas. So you should know, she was so happy. She said, I am very happy. Lakshman thought, when he came, he thought he can, you know, how to convince her. But the way she spoke to him, then he went to Urmila. He said, when leaving Ayodhya with such opulences, everything, and Urmila also in living in such opulences, when he came, she was painting the coronation of Sita and Ram, and she was not having any news about that Ram is exiled for 14 years. She was nicely painting, and by mistake, he stuck one of the paint boxes and he fell down, and that time she was scared, and from her hand also, all the paints on the paintings went down. It spoiled, and she's telling, because of you I spoiled. He said, don't worry, you've got 14 years more to paint that, because he explained her everything. And that time she was telling that I should follow you, whatever you do, because you're going to forest, I should follow you. But I will look after, you know, my mother-in-laws, all mother-in-laws, and I will, you know, serve them nicely, so that you will not having any problem, you know, taking care of me in forest. So I will wait till you come. Today my dharma is like, she's telling. So Lakshman was so much, you know, happy to see that sacrifice done by her mother and her, you know, his wife. So this shows Urmila's patience, Urmila's, you know, having such a intelligent what to speak and when to speak. So Lakshman was very happy. So if you see in that two, that husband and wife, she has got so much patience. And Lakshman is always, you know, if he gets so much, so he gets angry fast, like Kaushalya. Kaushalya is very good, angry, but Ram is very sober. He can conceal everyone. And if you see Sita and Ram, if you see, Sita was very, very obedient. You know, she wanted to serve all the time. She never wanted to away from the Ram. So she was her sacrifice to Ram, to serve him wherever he goes. She was telling, if this Ayodhya without you is like a forest, and forest with you like Ayodhya. So she was begging Ram to take her. Then Ram, you know, defeated in the argument, because he knows whatever she tells is truth. So here, this, and even when you see other two, Bharat and Satrughun, Bharat has got so much, he's actually personification of dharma. Twice, it seems, it is a fact, Ram remembered Bharat more than anyone else in his exile. Once he was walking and he got some thorn pick and he was requesting Mother Earth, when Bharat comes to search of me, please see that you don't, you know, you don't have any thorn. So most of the time it said that someone, Earth or some other people cleaned that. When Ram, is another quality of Ram, actually, when he went to see Nashad, that is in the first one he saw, he's the king of that Nishad. So he is also, Guha was serving him, and when he served, before that Sumanta was sent back. Sumanta was sent back to Ayodhya so that Kaikeyi should not feel that, you know, Ram is enjoying the earth also. So empty earth came, and she was everything. And when Guha gave Chappan Bhog to Ram, he didn't take that. So he was telling Guha, if I take it, Kaikeyi will not like it, because she wants me to, you know, subside on roots and herbs. That is a sacrifice. That is a, you know, oath whenever he takes it. And he was sleeping on the grass, whatever is given to him, he didn't take it, because he doesn't want to forest life. Even Sita Mata also, if you see, most of the time. So she's most of the obedient wife, you know, sacrifice wife like that. So if you see Shatrughna also and his wife also, Shatrughna represent like wealth, because it's here also the connection is, he's searching the poor man, he's searching the wealth. We are all poor one way without Krishna. When we got the real wealth, and Shatrughna's wife also represent so much, you know, adhering to his husband, was serving, he was serving Bharat. They were inseparable, both of them. Whatever Bharat wants to say, he was. And one of the time Bharat, Shatrughna wanted to kill, that's Mantara, always, because she was a troublemaker. But Lakshman, I mean, Bharat said, I would have done long, you know, long before you did it. But only thing is, it cannot please Lord Ram. Whatever I do, if doesn't please Lord Ram, there is no use to me. Because, so whenever they misunderstood Bharat in many ways, all of them thought he's also hand in gloves in, I mean, Mantara and so Kaike. So he never was there. He would never wish, no? He would have been immediately, it is, you know, the kingdom has given him, kingdom is given him in a silver plate. He just has to accept it. Vasishtha also was telling. So many people are telling him better to begin, but he didn't ever rule it. The sacrifice he had done, one more time, he remembered, Ram remembered also Bharat, because of Vali was telling, you brother of Bharat, how can you kill me? So he didn't say, Ram, you killed me. He said, you are brother of Bharat. Bharat was representing in a personic affection of Dharma. He never deviated one single time against Dharma. So whenever he was about to be given king after, you know, he wanted to make a prince, that time also Bharat refused. Of course, Lakshman also refused afterwards. So these are the qualities of husband, wife, all the poor people has got so much dear to each other. They don't mind sacrificing their own life. And Prabhupada is asking us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking us to give one life, this life, for Krishna consciousness. The benefit is very, very, very huge. It is unthinkable. It is unimaginable. It is achintya. Because we are associating with the Lord for our eternity. We are coming back home to our original father. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining in so many ways to Sanatana Goswami, so that we have re-established our relationship with Krishna, because we lost our connection. When we re-established, we know the importance of this Krishna consciousness. When we re-establish, we know the mellows. That's why Krishna says here, when he renders service, one who does deity worship, when he, you know, give class or anything, there, relish, and other people who, those who are listening also, they relish the Krishna Katha. We know that Krishna has got, you know, four Madhurya, that's unique of him. What is that Madhurya? Rupa, Guna, Leela, and Venu Madhurya. This nobody can have. And we can have this mellows of Rupa, because every day we see the deity form of the Lord. How beautiful is that when we, you know, serve him, we know that, and we know that his guna qualities, and he knows. When we read like this pastime of Lord Ram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, everyone is same. So when we read, we really relish it, hearing that. When we chant Nam Prabhu, when we think of Nama Prabhu also, we relish so much nectar in that. And Venu, we know that the flute, when he, you know, bring down the flute, the whole world, or three world, whatever, whole universe is under his control. Everyone is mesmerized. No other personality in the history can mesmerize the whole three world. He may mesmerize 100 people or 200 people, 1,000 people, not the three worlds. That's the power of Venu Madhuri. So Krishna wants to give us all these things to us. We want, it's because it's an ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always says, we have got so much, no, fruits. How can I you know, distribute these fruits to all over the world, three worlds. That's why he wanted Senapati like Srila Prabhupada and Vishwanath Chakravarti, all these commentators, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these acharyas is giving us that fruits which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hand over to distributors. We are the misers. Many times we are the miser because we don't have correct, you know, patra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling patra na deki, but that vessel, the humility, the sincerity and dependency of the name of the Lord and Lord's associate, we don't have 100% dependency. Our dependency is our more on our own, you know, strength. Sometimes we think we have covered insurance, we have covered that, we have got relatives, we have got husband, wife, they can, you know, but our real assistant, real, you know, support will come only from Krishna and their, our spiritual master and Prabhupada. Once we know that, then real surrender comes. Then sarvasa chaha sab sannidhi. So when we say that, when we say, he says, why is Krishna says again, surrender to me? Because there is no other way for us. We cannot surrender to our relatives or friends, anything, thinking, everything. So one of the time, one devotee was distributing books. And that time Gita Marathon was there. And one gentleman came there. He was only want to mimic. He wants to, you know, just know the knowledge of that devotee. So he was asking whether you know the first sloka. So he said, yes, I know the first sloka of Bhagavad Gita. So what is that? Then he said, yes. We know that, all we know that, you know, the Dhritarashtra vacha, dharma kshetra kurukshetra samavita yuvastha vat, mamaka pandava chaiva kim akruta sanjaya. Then he asked, again he asked, what is the other sloka, you know that. So again, you know, you want to check whether this fellow really knows whatever it is. So he said, what is the last sloka? So he said, yatra yugeshwara krishna yatra pato dhanurdhara tata shri vijayogutir dhruva nitir matir mama. So he was testing him just to pass the time. And this devotee was telling, I know only 5 to 10. Then he asked, what is Manmana? Then again he said, Manmana mama bhat bhakta madhya achina mamaskaru mama yavashya satyame pratijana priyosomi. So these are, again he said, what is the, you know, what is ultimately Krishna wants? He said, sarva dharma paritraja mama ekam sharanam bhaja aham tam sarva papebhya moksha ishyami. So this devotee was knowing, because Prabhupada always is to instruct. When we distribute books, we should read completely. We should understand that. But somehow this devotee was very new. So he was not knowing most of the slokas. But Krishna that time also protected him. He was knowing about 5-6 slokas, and this gentleman, one was, you know, wants to test him, asked only these slokas, which he knows. So Krishna is sitting in everybody's heart. He knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. So that gentleman never wanted to purchase the book. After hearing him, immediately took a book. So this shows power of, you know, reading, power of association, what is your intention. Help will come from our acharyas, our spiritual master. Help is always there. Only thing is, we don't want that help. So whenever, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved impersonal calamity, thou last mode. So when he wrote this to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to know his power, Srila Prabhupada. He said, whatever he writes, print it. This shows the empowerment of acharyas, how they are empowered and how they please their spiritual master, how the spiritual master again empowered them. And it is, you know, the empowerment which 40 years, there was no stage, there is no audience for Srila Prabhupada. And when he came to America, his spiritual master, all the acharyas, set a stage, such a, you know, stage and such an audience, he could make a difference in the world of you know, 12 years of going to many places all over the world, 13, 14 times. And that time, he didn't go to the Harvard University or big university to preach, though he could have done that. If he would have done that, what would have happened? The credit would have gone to that university that we sponsored like that. But he came without money, everything. So it shows with that 40 rupees, how he can make billions of rupees. So he's empowered because he has got full faith in Krishna and his spiritual master. So whatever we have got faith with our spiritual master and the scriptures, then what will happen? Our empowerment come immediately without any problem. That's why we have to be completely surrendered to Krishna. One time one devotee came to the one of the temple, and he was not chanting. The brahmacharis were, you know, asking him, please chant, please chant. So he started with one round, then he went to two rounds. He was not good in studies also one way. So somehow he started chanting up to four rounds. Then he was telling brahmachari, no, see now, I am chanting four because you're insisting. And that year, somehow he got through this examination. He was surprised. So he thought, if I chant more, I can do much better. So he was chanting little more rounds, 6 to 7 rounds. And the next year he failed in the examination. He said, when I chant 4 rounds, I pass nicely. Now, when I chant 6 to 7 rounds, I failed. What is the problem? He came to Brahmachari. Brahmachari said, they never said you should stop, you know, studying properly. You have to do that. This will give you more memory, more strength. But basic thing is you have to do your part and Krishna will do his part. So in our life also we have to do our part, chanting the name of the association, everything. Then only Krishna's help will come. People who knows how to help themselves, Krishna help them. So we know that another, you know, aspiring devotee came. And within 15 days, he started 16 rounds. The Bhakti Visha, whatever, you know, that group he was attending, that he said, one of the devotees said to him that, you know, you should not go so fast because you have to sustain it. The devotee said, it's okay, Prabhu, I can do that because I got time. I kept time early morning to chant, so I have decided to chant. Because I think this is also important. My study is also important. And when he explained to him, to mother also, I started chanting. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. Mother was so happy. His mother is telling, when you are in the womb, I used to read Bhagavad Gita for you. I used to chant everything. But because of the family affair and other so many problems, I forgot. Now is the time. Whatever I read for you, you have to read for me. From Bhagavad Gita. So he was explaining the devotee. So everyone has got their platform, how fast they go in the life and the spiritual, because according to that, we cannot underestimate any people in this world. They may go, you know, in super fast because they already got so much sukriti from the previous life or present life as mother, this mother of that devotee. And the Laguna Beach has got one of the, we will not name him, he's got a very nice preacher there. So he was in IIT and he used to come, usually comes to the, you know, IIT, there was prasad. Whoever chanted one round, they used to get prasad. So he was, you know, getting prasad. And they say, now you are already chanted, you are getting prasad, why can't you increase your rounds? He said, no, when I get prasad for one round, why should I increase? You are not giving 3 times prasad. Whatever your prasad you are giving, because I am chanting one round. So he was chanting so many times. After so many, you know, you are telling me that always, you know, chant. This world is miserable world. This is has got so many distress. As in this sloka it is said, everyone is distressed. So he was thinking, what distress? I am having good job. I have got everything. Then when he got a good job, he could not please his boss. He was in distress somehow. Then somebody said, you do your PhD. So he did PhD with great difficulty. So So when he did PhD also, there was so much problem for him, his guide, everything. They were troubling him. So he said, okay, somebody advised him, get married. So he got married. Then he came to have children. Then he understood, yeah, there is, this world is Dukkalayam and Ashwatam. Then he understood, he started, you know, one fine morning he saw his Bhagavad Gita lying on the shelf. He took it out because he was so much depressed. Then he started reading, that he understood. Now he's a good preacher, he's giving class, everything. So it shows, no, it shows sometimes the time gap between one devotee and other devotee, it changes because his time is not right. His sukriti has not come to that optimum level. So when he started, he is almost, you know, in the top level. He's one of the top preachers now. So it shows there is, for, you know, everyone, there is their own way. If we completely surrender, if we give complete time to Krishna, Krishna will also give us more intelligence so that we can cross this nuisance very, very fast than we expected. So the auspiciousness comes only because of our attachment to Nama Prabhu. Otherwise, there is no way, because our attachment in so many ways, we will be missing our real goal back to Godhead. So it will be delayed. So whenever we have pain in this material world, distress, again distress has come. Purpose of truth, once we know the truth, what is the purpose of truth? It is reduce our pain in this material world, pangs of this, you know, nuisance and... So, if we surrender to Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, then what will happen? When we know the truth, everything will come down. Our pain will come down in this world and it soothes our heart. When we soothe our heart and it becomes softens, it is the time Krishna to enter it. They say that when there is a stain of black ink in the glass, it has to be cleaned by pouring more and more milk, not small, you know, small ink. I mean, not half glass. You have to put more and more ink till initially the ink has got same, I mean, milk comes out from cleaning it. It has got same black or bluey color. The bluish color will go off little by little. We are pouring more milk in that glass. And once we poured enough of milk, then pure milk comes out. There is no stain in that. So we are all stained in our life. So to remove this stain, we need more chanting. When we do offense in chanting, we need more chanting. Because whatever shelter we take, when we fell down, we fall down in the earth or somewhere, we take the shelter of the earth only to get up also. We don't take somebody else until somebody comes. But even then, we need shelter, you know, support of that earth only. That, like, when we do some offense in our holy name, the holy name itself is a support for us get rid of this, you know, all the anarthas. So once we know where we are standing in this life, then it is introspective is necessary every week, whatever we do for 1 or 2 days. Then what will happen? We know that what is our shortcoming, why we did it. So today we know that it is Pramada Ekadashi also. It's one of the powerful Ekadashi. Today whoever, you know, follow the Ekadashi Vrata today, they can get rid of their sin so fast. So it is a benediction from Lord Krishna. Because these Ekadashis are all important. If you know, when in America especially, when we eat quinoa, it comes from Bolivia. There actually this is bread and butter of that country. But now because of so famous quinoa has become, Americans make use of it so much, the local people are hardly getting, you know, quinoa for their bread and butter. So it happens many times when somebody... You know, they say the lamp, when you lighten the lamp, below the light, lamp is always dark. But in Krishna consciousness, it's not like that. Krishna consciousness is very, very, you know, different. in the base also there is light, front also there is light, left also there is light, you know, right also there is light, and upper also, lower also, everywhere light is there, because Krishna consciousness is very, very illuminating. It doesn't show any darkness anywhere. It illuminates everyone's heart. So when we celebrate Holi, because this most of the other country doesn't have the taste, doesn't have a color in their life. They have all got one black color. So to have the multiple color, that's why we show Krishna consciousness to them, you know, coloring them. We want to color their life with beautiful colors of Krishna consciousness, is guna, leela and rupa and all these things. These are the colors which enables them to enjoy, and true happiness comes from this. So our basic things where we play colors only to bring out the natural color for them in their life. So they're giving example of these four brothers, how they are, you know, so much. But in Kali Yuga, even younger brother will put a case against elder brother. So many things happens, not knowing where is the fruits, where is connection of this treasure, this astrologer. Why? Real astrologer is Krishna conscious acharyas, because they have given us so much treasure in our life. Nothing can, you know, even a thief cannot steal it. In material life, everything sucks us in back to this material world. But spiritually, it pulls up every moment, it pulls up and up. So distance between ourselves and Golok Vrindavan is becoming less and less every day because of our character, because of culture, because of adhering to supporting others, helping others, and we are completely dependent of this Naam Prabhu. So then our goal will become very easy for us. They say this Dwadashi also is famous. Tomorrow is Dwadashi, that is known as the Mankana Pana Dwadashi. Because in Jagannath Puri, they say Krishna and Balaram, that's Jagannath and Baladev, want to go to Vallabha garden to steal these flowers, which they always like these flowers. Dama. So that's why in Jagannath Puri, they take Ram and, you know, Jagannath, Balaram outside from the temple on this day, tomorrow, I think. Yeah, no, of course, they are already one day we are behind. So that's also sometimes why Dwadashi is important. We know that Varaha Dwadashi is important. Sometimes it comes, Ekadashi and Dwadashi comes. So both are important for us. So when we contemplate all this pastime of the Lord, why He wants to steal, why Krishna wants to steal butter, everything. But the stealing also enhances the love of devotees to love Krishna, because they always thinking nobody in the world waiting for a, you know, chore means thief to come to their house and steal, but all the gopis are waiting for that, you know, Braje Prasiddham Navanita Choram. We know that song, how famous that song is. They are waiting for the new thief to come and take. He takes our all, you know, 84 lakhs of yonis sins. He's such a, you know, brilliant thief. He can take everything. He can take Gopi's heart also, he can steal. And steal for what? To give us the much, 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 much more pleasure in our Father's place. He wants to call us, to give us. That's why He's stealing our heart. When we pay obeisances, we give our heart to Krishna, because that has got so many, you know, anarthas. Krishna wants to take the heart with that. He wants to remove all our anarthas and want to reside in that place. So when we really, sincerely pray to Lord, Lord, please remove my whatever unwanted, you know, anarthas, and I will be fit for your devotional service in 100%. When we give 100% to Lord, Lord also gives 100% Himself to us. So He'll be sold. We know that most of the Vasudeva Datta and so many people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always used to say, I've been, my body belongs to them. They can sell it, my, you know, wherever they want. This is the highest benediction Lord wants to give us. Lord wants to be part of our life. Lord wants to help us. Lord wants to elevate us. Lord wants to give constant companion. He's so compassionate. Nobody in the any free world can be more compassionate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much audharya he wants to show through Nityananda Prabhu, how much he can give, we are very difficult to understand. That's why Krishna says, nobody can understand me. Because he always, 24 hours, 365 days, more than that, he wished always good fortune for us. He wants us to come back to him immediately because there are so much opulences, so much opulences, so we can't fathom of these opulences. So unless we know what we are really up to that, then the real happiness is there always. I'll stop here. Any correction is there, let me know. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful class. Everything was so nice. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. If anyone has anything to comment or question, so you can ask Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for Prabhupada, the past times also as usual. Thank you for
everything. Thank you, Mata. Thank you so much. Actually, there is one scientist known as Thomas Hopkins. He was glorifying Srila Prabhupada's literature. It is world famous, unique achievement, he was telling. So when other people, all these, you know, famous people glorify Srila Prabhupada and literature, we should know how much we should be glorifying these books always, because we understand much better than what they understood. Just reading these books, they were so much, you know, attached to these books. So we are given easily, you know, approach of these books. We should always, in our mood, to indebted to this and grateful heart when we chant and when we preach, everything will be, you know, very smooth for us.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very true. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. If no question is there, can we stop? No correction.
Thank you all so much for joining me in the class.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All Vaishnava
Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.